What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
New Year's Eve here in the Loop has myself, Reginald Atitula, B. Scott in for the OG John Lopez, and Colin Neal in for Figgy Fay. Appreciate you guys rocking with us. Hope this this festive time for you is indeed festive, and if it's not, hope that we can help you get through it, right? Like, ultimately, I understand the range of humanity isn't always dictated by what the season is. Sometimes it's like, oh, it's a holiday season, and it don't feel like it, right? I understand that that's the case, but no matter what, understand that I feel for you, whether in the good or the bad, and I appreciate you making us a part of your day, because that is a active decision that you make. So hopefully we you know, meet you where you are and validate that decision in a good way. We had a text earlier that I found to be very interesting. In fact, it took over the entirety of our last break.
Yeah.
Between me and you just kind of conversing. And I was like, why are we doing this off air when we could talk about this in a larger context? And it has to do with these Texans team. And it's very clear that they came in this year with the idea that the offense is going to be look a very particular way.
Yep.
And we are not going to ask very much. In fact, we're probably going to put a governor on what they do in order to make this go. And I think this has very much taken someone to a place on the text line where they posited that as long as D'Amico Ryans is the head coach of this team, you will not have a high-powered offense. And I threw that up because I just want to see, do you believe that? Is that something that you can logically go with or go along with or see where the thought process lies?
I can see where the thought process lies. I do not agree with it. I think it's, I'm not going to call it lazy. I certainly don't want to insult the texter. I don't think it's lazy, but I do think it is presumptuous. You know, like, I think that you have to, like, to me, you have to ask another question along with it. Like, okay, who's his offensive coordinator? Because, like, that could fix it. How much do you believe in C.J. Stroud? If you're down on C.J. Stroud, then it's possible that I can't talk you off the ledge. But if you believe in C.J. Stroud, and you also believe that D'Amico Ryans, at the very least, is going to have the runway to hire another offensive coordinator if it comes down to it, or that Nick Caley in year two or year three, or at some point, assuming that he's still here, will eventually kind of get into his bag or kind of get in the pocket and figure things out, then no. Like, I don't think that it's just safe to assume that just because a coach is a defensive coach that he is therefore incapable of ever having a prolific offense or a high-powered offense. I think that that is just too presumptuous. Now, it does matter. The next follow-up questions that I ask: who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the quarterback? And does said head coach have enough time and wiggle room to find that right combination? And I think, based off of these last three seasons, where D'Amico Ryans leads the team to three consecutive playoff appearances still right now with a chance to win another AFC South title. We don't think that that's going to happen, but there's still a chance to do so. They've won double-digit games in three straight seasons. That's a guy that's going to have the wiggle room. That's the guy that's going to have the leeway. That's the guy that the McNairs are going to have patience with. So I think he's just going to have enough time to figure it out, to get that opportunity. Now, do we think it's going to be with this offensive coordinator? Do we think that this is the right quarterback? I think the quarterback is right. I still got questions about the offensive coordinator, but does it mean that D'Amico is somehow incapable of hiring the right guy, or that it's impossible that that right combination could be here? No, I think D'Amico is here to stay and is going to get enough. You know, think about it. How many offensive coordinators does a head coach get to hire? Well, in most cases, not three, right? But in this case, possibly, if you're having so much success despite who the offensive coordinator is. So I think that D'Amico Ryans is going to have the runway to get it right.
Yeah, and I think that the thought process, and maybe that is presumptuous when saying that, but I wonder if the thought process of the idea that as long as D'Amico Ryans is the head coach, that you won't have a high-powered offense, is he intentionally, it seems, you know, put down the edict. No, no, no. We are going to, we're not going to maximize the idea of offense on this team this year. We're going to be a little bit within certain boundaries. And thought is that going to main to be continue? I think that that was more situational. I think that there is something to be said for defensive head coaches are always going to be a little bit more conservative offensively than otherwise. But I don't know. I think that the particular conservatism that came in this offense was dictated by situations. One of the main ones is your ability to protect in your offensive line. You started from last season where you had an offensive line that was putrid. It was abysmal. You want to throw out any other verbiage, any other words to describe, descriptive words to describe just how bad this offensive line is, go for it to your heart's contentment because it wasn't good. I think that there was only so much growth that you were going to be able to do in the offseason. And I will raise my hand and say that I would have hoped for even more. I would have hoped for more aspiration in the offseason. I don't think that that is the end-all, be-all when it comes to growth and development for offensive line. I think that they will continue to put in capital and effort and time into the offensive line to continue to make it better year over year. And when you talk about a high-powered offense, I like the cliche of the game is about blocking and tackling. You can have a high-powered offense, even if it's not an offense that slings the ball around the yard. Hell, we were just talking about it yesterday that it feels like the league is trending, the pendulum is shifting back towards a league that likes running the football.
Yeah.
If you can get this offensive line to be more than just average, if you can get it above average, damn, how about a good offensive line? Whew. But I think that that happens over time, and I think that there's a possibility that they input even more capital into it this upcoming offseason.
Let me give you a couple examples and just as a thought exercise.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Detroit Lions, who have had a down year, okay, and they, of course, lost their play caller and had all of those sort of issues. But have they had a high-powered offense because Dan Campbell is an offensive coach, or have they had a high-powered offense because they've done a good job at hiring offensive coordinators and because of your offensive line point and because they have a really good offensive line? Let's use the Philadelphia Eagles as an example, and this year is not the best year to do it. But just over the course of time, let's call it the Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts era. Have they had a high-powered offense because Nick Sirianni is some brilliant offensive mind? Or is it because they've got all of the right personnel parts and pieces and because of that offensive line and the way that they go about it? So to me, it's more of a – it's just as much of a personnel issue and specifically a play caller issue as it is – who your head coach is and whether he's a defensive or offensive head coach. It's what does that coach do from there just as much as of anything. Even though I do agree with your other point earlier about having a defensive coach does inherently mean that you're going to have a little bit more of a conservative play call. And I do agree with that. But I don't think that that means you can't have a high-powered offense if you do the personnel things and the play caller things correctly.
And I probably should have been clear. When I say high-powered, I think that there's a different stratosphere we're talking about. Good offense is one thing. High-powered offense is a different one. And that's why I did not outright dismiss this, because I think there is something to be said about you. It requires a certain level of want to. It requires a certain level of going for it to have a high-powered offense. I think you can have a high-powered offense even – and this may be the bold portion of this. I think that it's possible with you have the beginnings of a high-powered offense.
Yeah.
But, you saw the first couple of drives. It felt very high-powered versus the Chargers. What was necessary was great protection and an opportunity to get the star players, the fan tax players that you have, into opportunities to be star players. Woody Marks, how much better does he look when he has avenues to run into as opposed to having to, you know, really read, jump, find spots, find spaces to pick up 4 yards? Or what have you, versus when there's a gap there and he can run through it hard, as he often does, and fall forward for 8, 9, 10 yards. I think that those are the difference when we talk about a high-powered offense and then doing that consistently time and time again. I think that that comes with hopefully time for the offensive play caller, but honestly, even if you're not very in on the play, offensive play caller, making the right hire on an offensive play caller, which I think that could be a question that you ask about D'Amico Ryans, and as of right now,
fair,
not great answers there. I think also the other question that you might have to counter what I've said is, when they do put in draft capital, maybe free agent money, question mark, on offensive line, do they get it right?
Let me ask y'all a question. Is this offense high-powered if it has a healthy Tank Dell and Joe Mixon? Not or, but both.
No.
If they have both of those guys, is it a high-powered offense?
No.
You don't think so?
It's a better offense without question. It is not a high-powered offense. Because, again, your offensive line, satisfactory. I think that Joe Mixon makes you a much better running team. I think you get a little bit closer to average, where you have been very solidly in the bottom third running the football, because Joe Mixon puts on that cape and creates more yardage than is there for there normally. But then also, I do wonder how they utilize Tank Dell in this offense. There's a lot. There's a glut of dudes there. And I imagine if you have Tank Dell, you don't end up with some of the talent that you ultimately draft last year, pass catching wise, but I'm assuming that you're just sliding him into what you currently have. I have real questions as to how they deploy their wide receiving core, and again, going back to it, how they actually get the ball to him if CJ Stroud is out here fending for his life, or actually having to get the ball out quickly to help assist the offensive line and pass pro.
Yeah, not to split too many hairs between good and high powered, but I do wonder how much we care about high powered if it is just better. Like, if it is a better offense, how much we even care about high-powered or exactly what it looks like. You put those guys in the offense, it is a better offense, and then at that point, do you care exactly what it looks like if the results are better? If you're not having the lulls that we keep talking about every time we come in here after a game, and it's like, why couldn't they score in the second half? Why don't they make any trips to the red zone? How come when they get to the red zone, they can't do nothing but kick field goals? That type of thing.
And that's the thing that feels like it is more viable for the current season, because we're thinking high-minded in future seasons. The thing that is more viable is, hey, what you're doing, what you do well when you do it, not bad. Do that more consistently.
Yeah.
Like have that happen, or have those gaps happen fewer and further between. That's the thing that I think they need to do more than anything, is find a way to have the good plays happen more frequently, and the offense will be good enough for what you have in front of you. But there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping. I've been holding on to this, but hey man, we've got NBA All-Star voting already going, and I wanted to talk about the early returns and what it looks like for your Rockets. We'll do that and more next.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.